Hello, brethren. This is James Veremu from Zimbabwe. A very good morning to you all. It's a morning here in Zimbabwe. We thank the Lord who has granted us this another opportunity to fellowship, though separated by distances and boundaries and hemispheres, but we are one in Christ. And the Lord has made it possible that we have fellowship though separated. It reminds me of Peter when he was in Caesarea Philippi. While he was fasting and praying, on the other side, there was Cornelius also in prayer. And because they were fellowshipping, though separated, but they were fellowshipping in spirit. And then the Lord then made it possible that they fellowship even physically. So we praise God and thank him for his grace. So we pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come before the throne of mercy. I want to thank you, Father God, for this another wonderful day you've given us, Lord God, that we should fellowship, that we should enjoy your word, that we should enjoy the blessings that you bestowed upon us, even by the cross of Calvary. We thank you, Father God, as we commit all this, Lord, into your hands. May you bless the reading of your word. May you bless, Father God, the preaching thereof, and even the hearing and accepting. Give us the understanding, Father God, of that which you called us unto. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Yes, brethren, yesterday we were talking, as we said, maybe this week we'll be looking at the love of God that was bestowed upon us to be called the children of God. So we just want to share on the little nuggets that are in our sonship, in our being the children of God. We just want to turn to the book of Genesis in our Bibles and want to read from verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." And Abram said, "Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus?" And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Now here we see, as we saw yesterday, that when God desired us to worship him, he gave us something that is above any other creation. He gave us sonship. So we were made children of God by the love of God, which we saw that love of God is God himself, because God is love. Now, there's one thing that goes with birth or with being a son, that is inheritance. This was the worry of Abraham. He says, "Now I go childless. Who shall be the heir? Who shall be mine heir? Shall it be Eliezer of Damascus?" Because it's like Eliezer was a servant of Abraham, but we know Abraham acquired servants by many means. He could have bought some. When he went to Egypt, he was given men servants and maid servants. So you can have servants whom you can acquire during those times. You could acquire servants. But he was a servant who was sort of more than other servants who were bought or donated. He was born in the house of Abraham. So Abraham says, now, if I don't have a child of my own, shall this Eliezer of Damascus, who was born in his house, shall he be then the heir? But God said, no, the heirship shall fall upon the shoulders of one who is born of you, one who comes out of your loins. So here we see inheritance or heirship is not acquired by assimilation, is not acquired by association, but it is something that God says here, it must be by birth. And how marvelous it is that God did not just bring us to himself by some instruction or some commandment, but we are born. That's why John says, how great is and marvelous is this love of God. Because we can look at it again. When God spoke to Abraham, that is in Genesis chapter 17, if we can read from verse 1, it says, when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I'll make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations, if I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Now here we see Abraham. God calls him when he was 99 years old. And he told him that I'm the Almighty, just walk before me and be thou perfect. And God confirms now his covenant with Abraham. He says, I'll make my covenant between thee and and will multiply thee exceedingly. Now, God is promising Abraham that he's going to multiply him and he's going to make a covenant with him. And he also told him that his name was no longer to be Abram, but Abraham, because he was to be a father of many nations, whereas kings and nations would come out of him. Now, here we see that the increase of Abraham, or he who was going to be heir of the covenant that God made with Abraham, was somebody to be born of Abraham. And he was called Abraham, as now father of nations. Now, you can see now the aspect of fatherhood, that Abraham is given that name to qualify him to be the father. And while God was speaking with him like this, we know the seed of Abraham was in him. His children were in his loins. So God made a covenant with him and also with the children of Abraham who were yet with him, or in him rather. You see, and he says, I'll be their God, and this, and I shall be God to thee and to them. So you see here, before the children are there, God already makes a covenant with them to make them enjoy the blessings that go with the covenant that God made with Abraham. Now, we all know that Abraham had Isaac, and Isaac had Jacob, and Jacob, he had the 12 sons. But now, as we follow this, we see that when Isaac was seeing his days getting darker, he says to Esau, his firstborn, prepare me venison as I like it, and I'll bless you. Now, the blessing that Isaac wanted to bestow upon Esau was the blessing that God had imparted on him through Abraham. So he wanted to hand over the blessing, which is the heirship, which was the desire of Abraham when he asked God, who shall be my heir? Now, here Isaac is summoning Esau because Esau is the firstborn. So you can see the blessing had to go upon Esau according to Isaac. He wanted to bless his firstborn, who had a right to the heirship. Now, you see that before Isaac said this to Esau, Esau had already sold his birthright to his younger brother, to Jacob. So, as much as Isaac desired to bless his firstborn, he could not just do it. It had to be the true and real firstborn, the one who had the birthright. So Jacob had bought the birthright. So he was entitled now to that blessing because he held the birthright. And again, we can see that it was not even just to be born of Isaac to receive the blessing. It had to be the one who held the birthright. So John says, behold, what manner of love that God has bestowed upon us, that we be called the children of God. So it is that birthright. Like Paul says in the book of Hebrews, he says, we were called not to a mountain that can be touched, but to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the great assembly, to the church of the firstborn. So by that we are entitled to that inheritance. Now, as much as God has said to Abraham, I'll bless your children, I'll make a covenant with them, but it was not just by hearsay. Abraham taught Isaac, and Isaac taught his children. Jacob taught his children, even blessed them and prophesied about their end. So by just listening or hearing from the Father that we are a people that have been called and designated by God to be a people that is a people of God, a covenant people, it was not something that was just given to them by word of mouth. It had to be by the essence and the meaning of birth. So Esau could not get the blessing because he had lost the birthright. So we see here Jacob getting the birthright. We all know that we have come to worship God not just because we heard the word of God, not just because we made a decision to come and follow God. But Paul puts it here in the book of Ephesians, in chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, we can look and see, you know, how God loved us God did not wait until we are here so that he can tell us and instruct us on the principles of his word. But before the foundation of the world, we were blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, in Christ, in heavenly places. So was it with Abraham. In chapter 15 of Genesis, he was there with his barren wife. He had no children. But God says, I have made a covenant with you and your children. So the blessing of the covenant was bestowed upon the children of Abraham before they were even born. So they had, the children of Abraham, he had to get the blessing of the covenant by virtue of birth and the right of the birthright. So here we were in Christ, blessed with all spiritual blessings, and now we are here. And John says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us to be called the children of God. Now here we are born, not of flesh, not of blood, but we are born of the word of God, which abideth forever. So being born again, like Jesus told Nicodemus, you cannot see, you cannot understand, you cannot smell, you cannot feel the kingdom of heaven unless you are born again. So when we come to Christ, it is, we are drawn by that love of God, which is God himself. And we are born not by the will of man, not by the power of blood, but we are born of God. And then we are now children of God by virtue of that new birth. And because of that now, we can acquire all the things that go with the blessing of inheritance. Now we are children of God. That's who we are. So we can attain now the blessing of the covenant which God made with himself and with us in heavenly places. So this is the greatness and this is the power of the love of God, that he did not give us the inheritance by virtue of just being born in the house. As we saw that John, Jesus said, the Son abideth in the house forever, but a servant does not. Yes, Isaac abode in the house, but Eliezer, there was a time that he had to finish his work and go. He served right, he served faithfully, he served with all his might and all his will and heart, but he could not get to the inheritance. Eliezer was exposed to the knowledge of God and what God had done to Abraham. We can see it when he was sent to find a wife for Isaac. He knew the God of Abraham. He knew how to speak to him. He knew how to receive answers from the God of Abraham, but he could not be an heir. He was born in the house, raised in this faith, and he respected and he acknowledged that faith, but that could not give him the inheritance. So we praise God and thank God that we, by, excuse me, by virtue of the birthright, by virtue of being the children of God, we have access. We were given the key to the inheritance of all that God desired to impart upon his church. What a blessed people we are. What grace has been bestowed upon us. What love has been bestowed upon us that we are children of God. We are not just presuming. We are not just, you know, getting there by just a mere acquaintance. We have the power of that inheritance by virtue of being children of God. Peter tells us that this salvation was not something that was just preached to us, or, you know, it's like fables or man-made stories so that we can be good people living harmoniously with each other on earth. But we were bought not with silver and gold, but with the precious blood as of a lamb, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul puts it to the Ephesian church, to the Ephesian brothers, that this church of God was bought by his own blood. So we are children of God by the blood of God. And that is now the great love that God has bestowed upon us, that we are born of him, that we are his children. We have the right, we have the access to every blessing that was put in us in those heavenly places in Christ, where the virtues of God, where, you know, the reality of God, in that reality, in that perfectness, in that holiness, it was bestowed upon us that as children, we should have access to the bread. Like Jesus told that woman, shall I take the bread of children and give it to dogs? And then the woman answered rightly, says, the dogs, even the puppies, they access the fragments that fall. Children are not fed on fragments. Children are fed on the bread. So we have the true bread, but fragments of healing, fragments of blessings, fragments of all that can come and fall upon the rest of the world. But as for us, we sit at the table and we eat the true bread. So it is all because God loved us and we are born of God. We have access to the inheritance. We have the right to the inheritance. We are the heirs of the kingdom. We are the heirs of every spiritual blessing that is enshrined in the covenant that God made with us. And we are so blessed that even the Lord Jesus Christ, on that night he was betrayed, he took the cup and gave it to the disciples and said, this is my blood of the new covenant. Take it. Let it be part of you. You know, because when you eat anything, it will be part of you. So he gave them that cup. Take it and eat, drink it, so that it will be new. It will be part of you and will be part of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are children of God, not by teaching, not by religion, not by acquaintance, but we are children of God because we are born of his blood, and we have the right to healing. We have a right to blessings. We have a right to holiness. We have a right to godliness because we are children of God. Behold, what manner of love that God has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Brothers and sisters, you are of God. You are heirs to the kingdom. You are heirs to every spiritual blessing that God bestowed upon his church, even from before the foundation of the world. May God bless you, and may this be your overcoming power. May this be your encouragement. May this be your inspiration. May this be the standard upon which you stand and you worship and you believe in this our God who brought us to him through the birth by his own blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the blessings of God fall upon you, co-heirs with Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.